treatment. That'll save someone on the average salary about £450 a year. Our deputy political editor, Sam Coates, says it's unclear if he's keeping back any surprises.
It's a bit weird if we have the main thing of the budget coming out the night before, making you think, what else have they got in their locker? But if the budget is just what is billed so far, bluntly, I think that the Chancellor could find it gets a somewhat underwhelming reaction from Tory backbenchers.
Birmingham City Council's voted to approve £300 million in cuts and a 21% rise in council tax over the next 2 years. The Labour-run authority effectively declared itself bankrupt last year, mostly blaming payouts to settle equal pay claims. John Cotton's the council leader.
I'm very sorry that we find ourselves in this position. I'm a Birmingham lad, born and bred. I've lived my entire life here, so, you know, this city matters profoundly to me, as do the communities that I serve as its leader. But I'm really clear as the new leader of this council that we've got to restore the council to financial stability and we need to take some tough choices.
Well, the Conservatives say the budget's a double whammy of higher taxes and fewer services. The family of Emma Caldwell say they've been told the Scottish Government will decide in days whether there'll be a public inquiry into the police response to her murder. Scotland's First Minister met Emma's mother after it took almost 2 decades to bring her daughter's killer to justice. Donald Trump could all but clinch the Republican nomination for this November's US presidential election overnight. It's so-called Super Tuesday, when voters in 15 states decide who they want to stand. Dan Whitten's quit as a presenter on GB News just a day after the media regulator found comments by Lawrence Fox on his show broke broadcasting rules. He says he's setting up his own platform. And former Wimbledon champion Simona Halep had her doping ban reduced. She can return to action immediately after 4 years suspension was cut to 9 months. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Hello, one and all. Once again, a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 10 o'clock. It's Tuesday evening. I hope you've had a great day so far. Stick with me now for the next couple of hours up until midnight for a bit of ridiculousness, some fabulous music and some interesting features as well. I will be sharing with you ridiculous holidays. We will have celebrity birthdays. We'll be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, as well. There'll be an intense debate on the Twitterverse. So much happening. You can get involved with it on social media as well. And what are the themes of the day? Well, I need to tell you musically what we're doing because there's been a heck of a lot of inspiration and social media has been blowing up as well with you guys making suggestions. Thank you very much for that. I have to tell you, it's the 5th of March. Did you know one of the ridiculous holidays that occurs today is it is Unique Names Day? I don't know why that has to be a thing, but unique names. It's very difficult to have a unique name, isn't it, that nobody's ever had before, certainly if you just go on your Christian name. But therefore, inspired by that, I don't think any of them are going to be unique names, but I'm going to be playing tracks with names in the title of the song, many of which have been suggested by you fabulous, lovely Leg End listeners. Thank you so much for getting in touch, for making those suggestions, and a special thank you to Siobhan Roxburgh, who suggested this one, and I've chosen it as the opener to the show, Fountains of Wayne.
After school, Brentwood.com.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Fountains of Wayne with Stacey's Mum. Right, get ready for some ridiculous holidays. Of course, it's Unique Names Day. We've already learnt, and that is the musical theme running throughout the show tonight. But what else occurs today on the 5th of March every single year? Get ready to be excited. People with multiple personality disorder, it's Multiple Personality Day. I thought you'd be pleased. Also, it's National Absinthe Day. And of course, going hand in hand with absinthe, it's National Sportsmanship Day. After I've displayed sportsmanship, I like to drink some absinthe and embrace my multiple personalities. All week, it's British Pie Week. And of course, possibly less importantly, all week, it's National Lawnmower Maintenance Week. That is a thing. National Lawnmower Maintenance Week. First week of March? Really? The weather's good enough to be considering lawn mowing, is it? Oh dear. And of course, to top it all off, you want a monthly celebration. Who could forget? All throughout March, it's National Umbrella Month. Why? Why is it National Umbrella Month? It used to be April showers. April would have made more sense. Oh, I know what you're saying. The seasons have changed. It's a bit rainy in March. Why is it? Why is it National Umbrella Month anywhere? That's what we're asking ourselves, isn't it? But yes, National Lawnmower Maintenance Week. If you haven't maintained your lawnmower since last summer, first week of March, that's the date I put in my diary to maintain my lawnmower. There you go. Crikey. Okay, so an awful lot of ridiculous holidays occur today. Multiple Personality Day, National Absinthe Day, National Sportsmanship Day, Unique Names Day. All week it's British Pie Week and National Lawnmower Maintenance Week, and all throughout March it's National Umbrella Month. Shall we have another track with someone's name in it? From Edison Lighthouse? Okay. So Siobhan Roxburgh wanted to hear Fountains of Wayne to get us going. Sue Burton wants to hear a bit of Edison. And of course, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Don't think they were referring to the herb when they wrote it. Not sure though. Got that analogy.
She ain't got no money. Clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, for love grows where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy. People say she's crazy. Oh,
Phoenix FM.
Just occurred to me that it would have worked out as well if they'd sung Love's Fine, Where I Can Find Growing Time. No, I didn't think it through well enough. Love runs off the page where I'm growing sage. No, I need to stop this. I think it's, let's just assume it's the name Rosemary. Then it fits in with the theme. Then I stop trying to do terrible. It has to be said. Terrible puns based on herbs, etc. Anyway, yes, hope your Tuesday evening is treating well. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. You're here listening on Phoenix FM, and I'm very grateful that you are. It's a wonderful station, 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas, of course, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else, or just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And as ever, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can see the webcam feed into the studio. You don't even have to have an account to see the feed. Go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM. If you have an account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. And I normally talk about the Twitterverse intense debate in the second half of the show. I am going to still do that. I won't tell you the details, but if you want a sneak preview as to what's going on, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, visit the profile. The first post there will be a poll. You can get interactive and vote on something that's been in the news recently, usually inspires my intense debate for the evening. That's all I'm going to say. Celebrity birthdays coming later. Scott Fish coming up in about 15 minutes time. General excitement happening right up until midnight. So don't go anywhere. There's no need to. Just enjoy everything that goes on and comes into your ears via these very airwaves, however you've tuned in. Well, again, thank you to everybody that suggested tracks tonight. There's been a huge amount of you that got in touch on social media this afternoon in the run-up to the show. I was honoured, and also honoured to have a man like Mr. Gary Telfer suggest a track. We've got this on for you as well. Oh, and Fraser Hines as well. Independently of each other, Gary and Fraser suggested this next track. Remember, all the tracks have to have a name in the title. Classic MJ coming up. I can just picture that video of him going onto tiptoes. Dark trousers, glittery, shimmering in the light. Iconic. Amazing music from Mr. Michael Jackson. Thanks to Gary and Fraser for suggesting. Of course, it's Billie Jean.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who could dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one who could dance on the floor and around.
Around, babe. People always told me.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, that was Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. Fantastic. Thanks to everyone for making song suggestions for tonight's show, and particularly Gary and Fraser, who independently of each other wanted to hear Billie Jean. Well, what I love about tonight is it's not just the same tracks being suggested by people. So much variety, which is always the spice of life, isn't it? Fantastic. Amazing stuff. Well, I'm excited because in around about 8.5 minutes' time, we're going to be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, who's been out and about, no doubt, finding something interesting to talk to us about tonight, which is brilliant. Hopefully he's not got locked in anywhere like he did recently, but I'm sure he won't have come a cropper this week, and we can speak to him at around about 10:30. So looking forward to that. We're going to have another track very shortly, and then after that, just before I speak to Scott Fish, we will have celebrity birthdays. So all this to look forward to in the next few minutes. There really is no reason to go anywhere else, is there? Particularly not if your name's Eileen. And if you need encouragement, Eileen, Dexys Midnight Runners have agreed to sing this on your behalf. That's nice of them, isn't it? You can't fail to smile when you hear this, can you? Please don't fail to smile. What I'm saying is smile. Go on. Because you can't fail to. Come on, Eileen, smile, please.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and as promised, let's hit you up with some celebrity birthdays. 5th of March, who is celebrating today? Manchester United and England footballer Harry Maguire is 31 today. Actress Eva Mendes is 50 today. Penn Jillette, magician of Penn and Teller fame, is 69 today. Actor, presenter, comedian Matt Lucas is 50 today. Eddie Grant is 76 today, as is Elaine Page. Have they ever done a duet? Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist John Frusciante is 54 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Great stuff. And of course, as ever, if it's your birthday on the 5th of March, we wish you a very happy birthday from the whole team here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Hope you've had a great day. What an amazing end to the day to have this show on in the background, or not even in the background, in the foreground. You're paying absolute rapt attention as you have a little nightcap just before you're getting ready to go off to bed. But you can't until this show is finished, because you know you owe it to this station and to this show to stay here until midnight. Who needs that extra hour of sleep? No. Stay tuned to the radio. Well, one more track, and then I'm excited to say Scott Fish will be on the airwaves as ever. Brilliant stuff. In the meantime, O'Carroll, it's Neil Sedaka. Is our regular Phoenix FM jingle. That, of course, was O'Carroll from Neil Sedaka. I forgot to say, Dex's Midnight Runners and Come and Eileen were suggested by Stuart Laughlin, and Neil Sedaka and O'Carroll from Paul Milton. Fantastic. But right now, of course, we need another exciting jingle. It's our roving reporter jingle, because we all know who we're about to speak to.
Phoenix 98 FM.
And as ever, it's just gone 10:30, and I'm excited to say a big hello to Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben.
Scott, it's wonderful to hear your dulcet tones as ever on these airwaves. How the heck are you, sir?
Well, I'm even better to have heard some of your relatively dulcet tones.
Thank you, Scott. That's lovely of you. So we know in recent times you've got yourself into a few scrapes. You had a problem with some security guards in America, I believe. You had a problem with a mobile zoo in this area not too far back. But, of course, tonight we gave you the relatively simple task of reporting on unique names, because it's Unique Names Day today, Scott. So I just imagine you've gone and read up on this online and you're going to tell me something interesting.
That would be what a normal roving reporter would do.
Well, I can safely say
there's nothing normal
no.
about this roving reporter.
You are not right. normal, Scott. Definitely, definitely.
I've been out and about roving the countryside
yeah.
to find funny names. Now, what I've been doing, Ben, is actually going round the country
yeah.
and finding place names that could, if you wanted to, be a person's name, but be an unusual one.
Oh, I like this. Okay, I'm quite up for this, Scott. Normally, you tell me something you've done, and there's a small part of me inside that sighs despairingly, but that hasn't happened so far tonight, so that's good.
No. Well, the good thing about this is, as I've gone round to these people, I've forced them at knife point to change their names to the names that I've come up with. So I found someone in each town
right.
and sort of forcibly taken them to the depot office and made them change their name. And I've made them do it all on behalf of Phoenix FM.
I have to say on the airwaves, obviously that is our roving reporter, Scott, just joking there. We don't, of course, advocate any form of violence or anything like that. But,
no, we don't advocate it whatsoever, but it does get the job done. That's the thing. It's very, but there was a lot of people with a lot of silly names. Thanks to your show on Phoenix FM.
Excellent. Yeah, well, let's not dwell on that. Let's tell me more about the names. The names are what I want to hear, Scott, not the circumstances.
Sure. Well, I went driving up the country, up to Grantham.
Oh, yeah.
I drove through a wonderful town, village perhaps, maybe a hamlet, Croxton Kerriel.
Croxton Kerriel, was that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like to think that that could be the name of someone who you met in a fishmonger's and you bought some place and a bit of smelt from.
So what, you imagine a fishmonger's called Croxton Kerriel Limited or something?
No, they would work at the fishmonger's, but they would sell you some stuff under the counter, as it were, because it was sort of illegal smelt.
Right. All right, Croxton Kerriel. How is Kerriel spelt?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. as it sounds.
Is it with a C or a K, though? That's all I'm getting.
It's with a K. It
right,
is with a
excellent.
K.
But yeah. The Croxton is with a C, obviously.
That is with a C, and I think that's where the joy comes from, because you've got two K sounds, but with two completely different letters there.
Yeah, you say joy, Scott, but let's move on to the next name, then. We've got Croxton Kerriel. What else have you roved?
Well, I imagine going perhaps to an old-timey restaurant, or even to a book reading by the wonderful author Boothby Pagnell.
That does sound like it could be an eccentric older gentleman author. Yeah, Boothby Pagnell. Yes, I like it.
Yes, and I have to say, he's a lovely, lovely woman.
obviously you said you went in the Grantham area to find Croxton Kerriel. Whereabouts in our wonderful country is Boothby Pagnell?
Just south of Grantham. Didn't really go that far, I would say, sort of.
You've just driven up the A1, haven't you, and back
again. I did drive up the A1, yeah, But he was a great one, because if you remember that old clothing brand, I'd like to think the man who started it was Burton Coggles. that old clothing brand, the Coggles store. You never believe it. It's actually just it's to the south of Grantham, but it's
right.
very near another place called Corby Glen. And I like to think of that as Burton Coggles' American friend.
Right, now hang on. you were painting quite a picture for us, Scott. I just don't want you to get ahead of yourself. We had Croxton Kerriel, that was a fishmonger serving under the counter fish in your eyes.
That's right.
Then we went to Boothby Pagnell, that could have been an eccentric older gentleman author.
Yeah.
Then, what was the next
Bertrand
one?
Bertrand Coggles is a World War One fighter pilot.
Oh, so yes, ace. Like it. Nice.
And I like to think that as a fighter pilot, he wears goggles. So yeah. Bertrand Coggles wears goggles.
I can see where you've gone with that, and I find it amusing. I can't speak for any of my listeners, but I find it amusing.
You might not realise, but that actually rhymes as well. So.
Yeah, I did realise that, Scott.
And he's got an American friend. So Bertrand Coggles is like a sort of gentleman Spitfire pilot.
Yeah.
But he's got an American friend who always sort of supports him in an American way, called Corby Glenn. And those two villagers are quite close to each other.
Sorry.
I like to think they have a special relationship.
Ah, I see what you've done there. Yeah, but when you said he supports him in an American way, what do you mean by that? I mean, famously in World War II, the Allies were perceived as struggling, and then the Americans got involved and helped to turn the tide and win the war. Are you saying Corby Glenn comes to Bertrand Coggles' aid and helps him be victorious, or helps him be successful?
No, I was thinking sort of takes him French fries and stuff.
Right, yeah. You're painting a very specific picture, Scott, I've got to say. Yeah.
I'm an exceptional roving reporter, Ben. You know this about me.
Yes, I do. Okay, yeah. Any more names before it starts to get a bit tiresome?
Well, I mean, I don't think it could ever get a bit tiresome.
Right.
But you could, if you wanted to, and this is a great game to play, but I think only people without any real life would ever play this game.
Right.
But, this is why I think it'd be great for you. Take two places that are nearby, put them together as a name. So, for instance, right. I don't know if you've ever been to the wonderful town of Rugby. Well, that could be a first name, and Lutterworth could be a second name.
They are close to each other, aren't they, Rugby and Lutterworth? Yeah, yeah.
So you could be Rugby Lutterworth. And I like to think of that person as a South African hockey player.
Right. And I know you've got this challenge of unique names, obviously, but no one has ever had the Christian name Rugby, have they? It's a sport or a place in also up the A1 of it.
Does.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And the final story I'm going to tell you is
thank goodness.
Twins, before we get on to the main section of the report, is about two siblings,
right.
Two twins, in fact,
yeah.
who were separated at birth,
right.
and ended up living in hamlets that are next to each other.
Wow.
Now, you're gonna be quite pedantic about this, I think. But
right.
I'm going to tell you that these twins are called Sibford Gower and Sibford Ferris. And they lived only a mile away from each other for years and didn't realise.
Where... Right.
Don't be pedantic and say the first names are the same. That's not the point.
No. I've deliberately tried my best not to focus on that.
They weren't given names by the people who gave them away. It was just coincidence. They were both called Sibford as their first names.
Is this...
But Mr. and Mrs. Gower and Old Ma Ferris took them in, called them both Sibford, and they lived a mile from each other for many years.
Is any
when they finally met up, they had a wonderful time, got a bit drunk, and Sibford Ferris stabbed a man, which was really where I got the inspiration for threatening people with a knife.
Is any of that true, or have you just, invented quite an amazing story in your own mind there of the Sibford?
That is 100% true, and I can tell you, if you go on the internet now, you won't find it, but in about 10 minutes, give me 10 minutes, and you will definitely find a web page telling you that is true.
Okay, Scott, can I just ask, do you ever use Wix or your own website creator or anything like that?
Yes, I use Wix, but I use the DIY store to make my websites. They help me out. Sandra at Wix in Hendon does a fantastic job.
That's brilliant. just before
DIY stores are available.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, for appreciating the legality requirements. So you've talked about Croxton, whatever it was, and Rugby Lutterworth, Burton Coggles, the American guy, and then these siblings. I have to say, when I asked you to look up unique names and do a roving report on it, I thought you might, like, for instance, look at John Gregg, who was the founder of Greggs in Gosforth, you know.
Sounds like a perfectly reasonable name.
80 years ago. Henry Walton Smith, who established W.H. Smith in 1792.
Clefting Straight Bladder, Mildred Nipple Cream.
You're just making up names now, aren't you? The people I said...
Trinity Waste Splendor. All names are made up, Ben.
Well, then... Are they?
All names, yeah. What? There isn't a book of names that God made.
But no, that's true. I suppose...
So you make up a name.
Yeah. But yours seem to be a bit more irregular, so to speak. Let's just say.
It was the whole brief. Irregular names.
But unique names, not irregular names.
I would say these are very unique, except for Sinford Gower and Sinford Ferris, who have the same name. They're not unique, so I apologise wholeheartedly for that. Those are irregular, but they're not unique, so I do very much hold myself to account for that.
Right. Well, it's almost time to let you go, Scott. It's been an interesting evening for everyone listening, I hope. It certainly has for me.
I hope it's taught everybody something.
Yeah, there will be people listening to this right now saying, that's taught me a lesson, definitely. So, in a strange way, thank you, Scott. Your name's fairly unusual, isn't it, Scott Fish?
No, I hear it every day.
I mean, we all remember the weatherman from the 80s, Michael Fish, who was famous.
I don't want to talk about him. Stole the name from me.
Did he?
Well, my original name was Michael.
Your original name was Michael Fish?
No, Scott Michael.
Right.
I had to change my name to Fish because he'd got the name.
Right. I'm sort of losing the will to... keep this conversation going, Scott, but you know, entertaining though it's been, there are other tracks to play and other features to get on the airwaves before midnight. But you know, thanks for being here again.
Anytime, you know, I like to. I'm just pleased that I didn't really get into any trouble at all, even with the knife crime.
You didn't have to admit that on the airwaves. I mean, there may be some constabularies waiting to speak to you at some point in the coming days as a result of that. You have basically admitted to some form of coercion with a weapon, you know. I don't know what the actual crime is.
If the authorities came for me, I'd coerce them with a weapon, so I think that would sort it all out.
All right, Scott, well, we're going to let you go there. As ever...
Mark Quadling's corner!
I'm not even going to ask you to elaborate on that. I think it's a shame to ask you to do the next thing, because that would be a great way to finish. But can you introduce the Beatles and Eleanor Rigby for me? I'm going to play your jingle and then we'll hear the track.
Well, I mean, I think we all know this name. It's not a very particularly unique or irregular name. So, you know, Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. Listen to them.
I'm sure they will. What was it? Rothermar?
Phoenix 98 FM.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that you keep in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darling.
socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Scott Fish, our roving reporter there. As ever, I feel duty bound to say, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised while Scott Fish was on the airwaves, then feel free to get in touch in the usual ways and your comments will be passed to the relevant authorities. And organisations like the Samaritans exist. I just feel it necessary to say that. I'm going to put another track on and we'll find out more about tonight's intense debate. Here's some more great tracks that have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, and maybe I'll tell you something interesting about people with unique names. Don't go anywhere. This is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, and here are the Stones. This is Angie.
Try Phoenix FM.
That was the Stones and Angie. Remember, all the tracks tonight must feature a name in the title because the 5th of March is Unique Names Day. And not sure if Scott Fish really, you know, delivered on his brief of reporting back on unique names. We've just got some wackily named places near Grantham, it seems. And the news that he coerced people into changing their name and then said some strange name near the end of the thing. But anyway, we'll make sure he gets the support he needs before he next broadcasts on these airwaves. Bearing in mind it is Unique Names Day, here's something quite interesting. This isn't really unique names, but unusual letters. Here's a brilliant fact for you. Prove me wrong, you won't be able to. St Johnstone are the only team in Scottish and English league football with the letter J in their name. Sounds ridiculous, absolutely true. St Johnstone, the only team in Scottish and English league football with a J in their name. It's even difficult to find teams abroad in the top leagues in Europe other than Juventus. So, yeah. And that's almost a silent J, isn't it? It's a J as an I, nearly. The sort of Roman way, so to speak. St Johnstone. Yeah. I find that fascinating. Unlikely, and I like it. So there we go. After 11 o'clock, we'll be telling you more about the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Remember, if you want a sneak peek, if you want to get involved before I talk about it on the air, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And the profile, the first thing on there will be this poll. It's just a single click or tap to cast your vote. We'll be talking about it after the turn of the hour. In the meantime, though, let's have another track. I haven't been properly attributing the track suggestions. So Eleanor Rigby from the Beatles was thanks to Katerina Kordakova. Thank you very much for that. Rolling Stones and Angie was thanks to Alan Wilkinson. So thank you to you. And now, once again, thanks to Siobhan Roxburgh with Kathy's song, it's Simon and Garfunkel.
I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory, it falls soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls, and from the shelter of my mind, window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. And so you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain
paths and died. I know that I am like the rain, there before the grace of you go I.
FM.
Simon and Garfunkel and Kathy's Song. Now, bearing in mind it is Unique Names Day, I'm going to buck the trend and tell you in 2023 what the most popular baby names were. You may be surprised, you may not be all that surprised. A couple of the girls' names have surprised me, not many of the boys' names, one or two maybe. But yeah, are you ready for this? Okay, top 10 girls' names in 2023. At 10, Willow. That's a surprise, Willow. At 9, Sophia. At 8, Ivy. 7, Freya. At 6, Grace. At 5, Ava. 4, Lily. 3, Isla. 2, Amelia. Number 1, most popular girl's name in 2023, Olivia. Okay, boys' names, top 10, most popular in 2023. At 10, it was Jack. At 9, Freddie. At 8, Luca. That surprised me. At 7, George. At 6, Arthur. At 5, Oliver. 4, Leo. 3, Theo. 2, Noah. And 1, Mohammed. There we go. So, Olivia and Mohammed, most popular boys and girls' names given out in 2023. Well, I'll try and do some research on unusual names that were given out in 2023, but it's proving difficult to find corroborating evidence. Still, we had a slow down track with Simon and Garfunkel.